Welcome to part 3 of our weekly Bible study, taken from chapter 2, verses 1 to 11 of the book of John. And I read, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever is yet unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 flagons apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." Now, let's have a look at the scriptures and try to see the message in it for every one of us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, his mother, and disciples were invited to a marriage celebration in Galilee. Marriage celebration in Israel is known to be a very important occasion, physically and spiritually. Unfortunately, what was meant to be a joyous occasion soon turned out to be a near disaster and a celebration of shame. But our Lord Jesus Christ's mother quickly intervened and asked for help. Although our Lord Jesus Christ refused initially to help by saying it is not yet time for the Last Supper or to perform miracles. However, his mother did not give up on the celebrant and guests at the wedding. She then sent the messengers back to our Lord Jesus Christ and said, "Whatever I ask you to do, do it." And as they went back to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he did not refuse his mother's request, but honored her. And the Lord Jesus Christ turned water into wine. In our lives as Christians, though challenges, situations, and occurrences might try to intimidate us, disgrace or put us to shame, but when we bring it all to the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will take care of it. He said in his word, "Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Maybe you have prayed several times and your prayers have not been answered. God is talking to you right now, but you are just one more prayer away from your request being answered. Remember, he said to his mother that his time for miracle has not come, but he changed his mind. He is the God that transcends time and space. He will bring your miracle forward. Maybe you have received report from the doctors, lawyers, government, organizations, institutions, and you are wondering what to do. Fear not, I say. Bring it to our Lord Jesus Christ in prayers. He has done it before, and he will do it again and again. He did it for me. He will do it for you. He will not bring you to shame. He will not bring you to ridicule, nor forsake you. Remember, you have done all you can do and spoken to anyone that cares to listen. But now, one more time, bring it to Jesus Christ in prayers. He will answer you. Your apostle, your prophet, your bishop, your pastor have all tried. Bring it all to Jesus Christ and lay it down before his feet, and he will do it for you. No matter how difficult it is, he will do it for you. Jesus Christ is the wine and the new covenant. He is the wine that maketh glad the heart of man. Taste and see for yourself that the Lord is the King of all. He is the embodiment of the prophets and the laws. He is called the Word of God. Shall we pray? I pray that no circumstance or situation shall bring you to shame, or disgrace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the spirit of obedience will be upon you and your children in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the Heavenly Father will send you a destiny helper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that your wounds and pains are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that no matter what the circumstance, your children will honor you. I pray that your children will receive honor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that all your prayer requests and supplications will be answered speedily without delay in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I prayed. Amen. Till I come your way again next week, my name is Apostle Michael.